the Planter's Place podcast.
Hello, everyone. Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Today, we will be talking about cold injury and how it impacts vegetable plants. Some of your vegetable plants may be dead or dying, and some may be A-okay, even when temperatures have dipped to 30 degrees or 32 degrees or below in your area. If it is cold where you are, your tomatoes and squash are probably goners once it gets below 35 even. But your kale and your cabbage and your Swiss chard are doing just fine, even after a coating of frost. What's up with that? Why does that happen? Well, after a recent killing frost in my area knocked down my remaining tomato and squash plants, I received a newsletter called Vegetable Notes from the University of Massachusetts' Extension Program. And that, so it is a wonderful compilation of whatever gardeners and small farmers should be watching for in the way of weather, pests, diseases, just general crop handling tips for folks in New England. And even if you aren't in New England, let's say you're in Minnesota or someplace like that, this is a wonderful newsletter, well-written, great people. Again, that's the University of Massachusetts Extension Vegetable Notes newsletter. Go sign up for it. Anyway, this particular issue contained an article called Cold Injury in Vegetable Crops and Why It Happens. Very enlightening, actually. I learned exactly why some crops fold them and some crops hold them when cold descends upon the vegetable garden. I think many of us assume that it's the water in the cells turning to ice that kills the plants. But let's not assume that, right? Let's figure it out and let's listen to what the UMass Extension department has to say. There is another cause. And the authors go on to explain it in this way. It's all about the varying levels of saturated and unsaturated fatty acids in a plant's cell membranes. They use an analogy all of us are familiar with, pretty much. They use oil and butter as examples. So, for example, canola oil is an unsaturated fatty acid, and butter is a saturated fatty acid. An unsaturated fatty acid remains in a liquefied state at low temperatures. So, if you have a canola oil-based salad dressing in the refrigerator, it remains pourable when you remove it and use it on your salad. Just take it out, shake the bottle, pour it, you're fine. A saturated fatty acid, like butter, on the other hand, is solid at low temperatures. Butter in the refrigerator is indeed solid. If you leave it out on your countertop, it remains somewhat spreadable. And I do that with mine. I'm so happy that I do. So also, if you have an olive oil-based salad dressing, olive oil is a saturated fatty acid. So a salad dressing in the refrigerator made from olive oil, you'll have to shake it up a lot or even take it out from the fridge 5 minutes before you want to use it and let it come to room temperature. It will be more pourable. Okay, you learn something for the garden and you learn something for the kitchen. Okay, so what does salad dressing have to do with your plants in the garden? So cold-tolerant plants have more unsaturated fatty acids, so their cell membranes remain flexible when exposed to cold temperatures. Cold-sensitive plants have more saturated fatty acids in their cell walls. So when temperatures begin to dip, those fatty acids harden. And when they harden, they are inflexible and begin to break through the cell membranes. Breaking cell membranes is pretty much a death sentence at that point. So I want you to go back to the UMass Extension Program. Find the Vegetable Notes newsletter. the one containing the article Cold Injury in Vegetable Crops and Why It Happens. Go to that article, Google it, find it, and you will see a table in that article that lists the crops that can handle a frost, the crops that can tolerate a light frost, and even those that can handle some temperatures as low as like 24 to 28 degrees. Some vegetable, like parsnips, maybe even carrots, you can overwinter them outside, mulch them up a bit, and you can harvest them when the temperatures begin to moderate in springtime. That is so cool. And it is a good point, a good illustration for that which is not killed by cold is even sweeter in the spring. Well, that's it for today's Just Veggies podcast. You have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.